I don't trip. Oh, I tripped. It's so dark here. Hopefully the footsteps running through leaves and sticks convey what is happening effectively. There's an old weird house. I'm going to hide in it. I hope that door sound wasn't too generic. I can hide in this closet and try not to breathe so you don't hear me. Sneaking is so much more difficult in this medium. If only this bloodthirsty maniac had accosted me on YouTube. Oh no, you're standing right outside the closet I'm hiding in. I hope you don't look in here.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. It's Spooky Month.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
Sup?
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype. Let me tell you, we got a show tonight.
I hope so.
We have so much to get to. Travis will not be joining us tonight. He's attending a funeral, which is, I mean, spooky in itself, really.
Well,
because there's going to be a dead person there.
Yeah, but
you go view.
Yeah, but you're sure that they're dead. I mean, it's not like zombies or like finding it at a truck stop. It'd be real fucking creepy. See,
you got to poke him with a stick.
Like, hey, buddy,
you okay?
Take too many. What do they take? 5-hour energies.
I don't know if this guy's doing okay.
No, he's like face down in a ditch next to this truck stop.
Of course, it is Spooky Month. There's much spooky to be had.
Excellent.
So yeah, that's what's going on. Drunk will be here in a little bit, I think. I mean, he didn't tell me he wasn't coming.
Fair enough.
You can assume he is.
At some point, yes.
How was your week? Was your week good?
I took a 4-day week or a 4-day vacation.
Oh yeah,
because it's my birthday.
It's your birthday. It's the Napier birthday show, everyone.
I guess we
will weigh Napier at the break as per usual and see if he ate an extra lot of cake.
It's great that you got one of those cattle wares and. One of those little bathroom models would probably snap in half.
Napier, do you remember when we were younger, there was that guy that would drive around the St. Louis area blasting patriotic music dressed up like Uncle Sam?
No.
Do you remember that guy?
No.
Like, he was in a parade all the time. He'd drive around with loudspeakers just playing, like, God Bless the USA and... I think he was driving like a converted hearse, like the Ghostbusters, but it was all decked out in American flags.
How do I not remember this guy?
A variety of bumper stickers. Every parade imaginable he was in.
Well, I don't go to parades.
But he also drove around spreading patriotism the rest of the time, too, not just in parades.
Well, how do you do?
Like, you could just be driving down the road or walking around the street, and I mean, he drove down neighborhoods and stuff and just blasted patriotic music. You don't remember him?
No, he didn't come down my street. Huh. So how'd he do on the patriot front? Did he
I'm sure he's dead now, because I haven't seen him in a long time.
Maybe they just got too many noise complaints and he knocked it off.
Maybe. But he was an elderly man. I think that Uncle Sam was his look and that he just went with. You know, he had the big long beard. Hey, did Uncle Sam, he just had like a little goatee, right?
Yeah, he didn't have like a huge beard, just like a little chin music.
Yeah, just a little bit, just, you know, to look stately, I guess.
Get some fire in your belly.
I remembered Uncle Sam today, and I remembered that I hadn't seen him in a long time because I saw a guy driving around in a car completely covered from front to back with bumper stickers. Like every inch of his car, not, you know, the back, the side, the top, was all bumper stickers.
Oh, I have a bumper sticker story too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I want to hear your bumper sticker story.
So I'm driving to your house and I get to this light and there's a minivan, and on the back of it there's this little bumper sticker. It says, "Are you following Jesus this closely?" And I think, wow, fuck you, dude. So we go, there's a green light and it's 30 and where we're driving, this dude is doing exactly fucking 30.
Yeah.
There is no way I won't be on his ass. Anybody would be on this dude's ass. And I just thought, wow, what a lazy way to get the word out about Jesus.
In the chat room, they're correcting me that the Ghostbusters drove a converted ambulance. And they're wrong, because I'm referring, of course, to the most recent Ghostbusters movie, where they used a hearse. I would assume that would be the one that we would all be referencing.
I don't think anybody saw that.
Is the most recent Ghostbusters movie, right?
Nobody saw that piece of trash.
I mean, like, you know, when I say, oh, you know, I watched the president speak today, you would assume I was talking about Obama and not a president a whole bunch of presidents ago.
Well, maybe they think you're thinking about their favorite president.
When the Ghostbusters came out, who was the president? Reagan?
Reagan.
Bush won?
No, it would have been Reagan the first time.
Reagan? Yeah. I'm not watching Reagan speeches. I'm watching Obama speeches.
Yeah.
The most recent president. Man.
Yeah, I guess you should have...
They were in a hearse.
Should have put some qualifiers on that witch Ghostbusters.
And I'm proud to be an American. He just had like a loop. He just played the same songs over and over again.
I don't remember this guy.
And you saw him and you were like, God damn, that guy must just be retired and he must have just been on a mission to spread patriotism until his dying day.
Maybe he just really likes spending money on gas.
Back then, gas was so damn cheap.
Well, how far back are you talking? Like dollar a gallon gas?
When I was a young boy.
Yeah, I don't remember this dude.
When I was a young boy, there was a Uncle Sam that just drove around. There needs to be more people that just devote their lives to being mascots. Not for a team, just to spread joy.
I don't know. I think everybody's out of ideas for mascots.
I mean, there's all these people out there being creepy clowns. Why don't you be like a happy clown? You be a clown that is just out making balloon animals and making people happy.
Well, being creepy gets you noticed more, I guess. They're not really there to spread happiness. They're there to instill fear in clowns.
They're grabbing one-year-olds at bus stops.
They are?
Yeah.
That's creepy,
and they're calling in threats to schools.
Oh, well, that could have been anybody at my old high school.
And it wouldn't necessarily... I mean, you don't really know it's a clown. It just could just be a guy claiming to be a clown.
Or people call him a clown.
It's like our bit at the top of the show, you know. It doesn't translate well to audio being a clown. I mean, I could just like go, ooh, I'm a clown. but you don't know that I'm dressed like a clown.
Well, being a clown's more of like a visual thing than an auditory thing. I mean, yeah. you don't really get all the stage work if you can't see them, other than, you know, clippity-clops.
Hmm. This guy that had all the bumper stickers on his car, mm-hmm. he had bumper stickers covering every inch of his car, and they were all political campaign things. It's like everyone he's ever voted for, because it was an old car.
Yeah.
And all of them were on there. I mean, like who he voted for in every election dating back.
Any anti-abortion
centuries.
Or pro-abortion stickers?
I didn't see anything about abortions. I just saw like who he voted for like the Senate in like 1992 and stuff like that. And I mean, is his entire voting record right there on you? I don't get bumper stickers.
Well, it's a soapbox. That's what you're supposed to use your car as.
But that's why people... why do you want to drive around in your car? I mean, like who's gonna be behind you in the car and see that you're anti-abortion and say, ah, fuck, you know what?
It's just another
the guy in that Corsica's got a point.
They do it to virtue signal to their fucking friends about how fucking great they are as a person because they vote Republican or vote Democrat and they let everybody in the world know it. They got to get the word out.
But what is it going to accomplish? Any of this going to accomplish?
They want you to get angry and then rip the sticker off their car. That's the end goal.
Did you watch the debate last night?
Nope. Don't care.
They had a debate last night where questions were asked by undecided voters. How could you still be an undecided voter?
I think that's a churched up word for somebody who doesn't give a shit if either one of them wins.
But they obviously give a shit enough to show up to a debate and ask a question.
Well, yeah, they're going to be on TV. Wouldn't you want to be on TV?
There was
a guy there and I don't give a fuck.
At the debate, he was a portly gentleman.
Yeah.
Wearing a bright red sweater. And his name was Ken Bone.
Ken Bone.
Yeah, and he was a real soft-spoken gentleman, and he asked some question about energy, and the internet has really taken a liking to Ken Bone. They dig this guy. He's wearing a bright red sweater. He's a big fat guy.
Well, was he eloquent, or did he like fuck something up?
He asked like one question. He said one sentence on TV, and everybody's like, "Look, there's a fat guy on TV. He's funny looking."
Was he?
And so now he's on CNN, and they asked him about his red sweater, because what else are you going to ask Ken Bone about, you know?
God, there is no substance anymore in this world.
But I'm just waiting. You know, they're going to find out shit about Ken Bone.
Oh, is he going to be like
they're
going to
put him through the meat grinder of fame, like the golden-voiced hobo. You remember the hobo with the golden voice that they gave him a radio job, and then like they found out that he beat his wife or something, And that guy that he lived next door to a guy who kidnapped a gal and he saved the kidnapped gal and then they found out he beat his wife. I mean, all these guys beat their wives and they find out things. And,
well, that's...
and once people take a liking to old Ken Bone, that's going to be his fucking downfall, you know? Everybody's just going to know what a shithead this guy is.
What about Joe the Plumber? He kind of milked that, didn't he?
Yeah. And then they got to find out shitty things about Joe the Plumber. We're really an awful people, and the only real way to survive is just to keep... Yeah, there's Ken Bone in the chat. Yeah, Ken Bone's
a... He looks like a normal dude with a
sweater. He looks so nice, but you know that he's got some skeletons, and we're going to find Ken Bone's skeletons. Because that's the world we live in. You just got to keep your head down and try not to be noticed, because once you are, they're going to find out every shitty thing you've ever done. They're going to find you trying to impress Billy Bush. Let's get it out of the way, Napier. I made a thing.
Who's Billy Bush?
Did you see the thing with Donald Trump? And he told Billy Bush, I guess he was like being interviewed on like Entertainment Tonight or whatever garbage Billy Bush hosted.
Mm-hmm.
And like he was on a hot mic and he was bragging about trying to fuck some gal. He said he's going to grab her by the pussy. you've avoided all of this stuff?
No, I think I heard grab her by the pussy, but I didn't get the context.
I made a thing, so we have to reference it just because I want to play my thing. Because when I heard it, this is immediately what I thought of.
Grab by the pussy. Grab by the pussy. Grab by the pussy. Grab by the pussy. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where that's some nice furniture. I moved in her like a bitch. Grab him by the pussy. 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 She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where that's so nice. I moved in her like a bitch.
What do you think his odds of being president now are? He's going to be president, grab her by the pussy.
I don't know why I made that. I'm so sorry, but I'm so tickled that I did. I love it so much. Would it be too much to play it one more time?
Okay, one more time.
Grab him by the pussy. 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 She wanted to get some furniture. So I'll show you where that's some nice furniture. I moved in her like a bitch.
Oh, boy. Why don't we just not have countries anymore?
I think you got to. Let's do away with them.
Drunk.
Yes, sir.
Drunk. Put your headphones on.
Grab him by the pussy. Grab him by the pussy. Grab him by the pussy.
I don't hear anything.
Grab him by the pussy. Oh. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where that's some nice furniture. I moved in her like a bitch.
Is that Donald Trump?
Grab him by the pussy. 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 She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where that's some nice furniture. I moved in her like a bitch.
How you doing, Drew?
Very well.
Do you remember the Uncle Sam guy that used to drive around playing patriotic music and dressed like Uncle Sam?
Mm-hmm.
You remember him?
Yes.
Napier didn't remember him.
Never heard of the dude, never saw him.
So that was the first half.
That's
of the
like
show. You're
like,
caught up.
That's like you not remembering the snow cone guy.
What snow cone guy?
You know who I'm talking about.
Drunk, you were a mascot.
I was.
Can't you just devote the remainder of your life to spreading joy? Just like drive around dressed as like a, I mean, something nostalgic that people will remember and just smile and say, oh yeah, I remember that thing.
How will I obtain money?
From corporations.
Okay, first you have to get wealthy and probably like retire. And then you just spend the remainder of your days driving around and spreading joy.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Like an ice cream man?
Right. Like an ice cream man, only you don't serve ice cream. You just serve happiness.
Okay.
Napier.
Yes, Mike.
Have you ever noticed that in the Disney movies, none of the protagonists have both of their parents? In most cases, both of their parents are dead. Sometimes they have single parents. But never in a Disney movie has anybody had both of their parents. Don't you find that kind of strange? Have you ever thought about it?
No.
Wait, Tangled.
Okay.
Didn't the Tangled bro?
No. In Tangled, actually, I believe both of her parents were dead, but she had a mom out to be a kidnapped fake mom. The mom kidnapped her and put her in a tower.
Yeah, but her real parents were still alive.
Were they?
Yeah, they weren't dead. She got kidnapped.
Good portion of the movie, though, you thought she had a mom. Turns out the mom wasn't even a real mom. So that's a poor example.
What about Aladdin?
Aladdin, Jasmine had
only one.
One dad.
In The Lion King, he had both parents for a cup of coffee.
Lion King's dad died.
But, I mean, he had both of them for a cup of coffee.
Beauty and the Beast, Belle only had a dad.
Right.
And Miss Potts was a single mom, too. Even the goddamn cutlery doesn't have both parents.
Right. That's, yeah.
Princess and the Frog, the dad died in the war. Pocahontas, the dad was a widower. Ratatouille, the rat's dad was dead. Finding Nemo, his whole family except his dad got eaten by barracudas.
Yep.
Barracudas ate his family.
And fucked up his arm.
Pinocchio just had a dad. The Little Mermaid just had a dad. Dumbo had a mom, but she got captured and locked up. Snow White, both parents were dead. The stepmom took care of her in a bad way. Stepmoms are always bitches, too.
Kind of.
It's never good to have a step-parent. Bambi's mom died. The dad was never around. Sword in the Stone, both parents were killed. Oliver and Company, both parents were dead. The Emperor's New Groove, both parents were dead. Jungle Book, all parents were dead.
I don't think they were dead.
Frozen, they had a parents for the very, very beginning. Then they fucking died.
What about Toy Story?
No, just the mom. There was no dad.
Mm. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it was just a mom. Even in Toy Story. So, I mean, the weird thing about the cartoons, I mean, like, you know, Goof Troop.
What about the Incredibles? The that's a whole family.
Yeah. Was that Disney?
I think so.
Yeah, that was Disney. Oh, wow. That was like a family
thing. That would throw
thing.
A real wrench in my whole thing.
So, I knew I could come up with one. So,
you got two. You got Tangled and The Incredibles.
No, I'm not accepting Tangled. She had an evil kidnapped mom. The mom kidnapped her and wasn't her mom. It was some crazy gal that kidnapped her.
I think Oliver had his
Oliver and company, both of them dead.
What about Mary Poppins? They're both alive in that one, right?
Yeah, but they were kind of shitty absentee parents.
Yeah, they were absentee. They hired a nanny.
Yeah.
Not even a good nanny, one that was all fucked up on drugs.
And I'm talking about the cartoons anyway. I'm not talking about live action shit.
Well, they're all coming out live action anyway. You got the Dumbo, you got the Jungle Book, you got...
In the cartoons on television, Darkwing Duck was that kid's uncle.
Yeah, they were all dead.
DuckTales, Scrooge was their uncle. They all lived with their uncle. Where are their parents at? Why are all these people living with their uncle? Don't you think that's weird? Have you ever known anybody that lived with their uncle?
Well, no.
Inspector Gadget was that gal's uncle.
If my nephew's parents died, I would take custody of my nephew.
But I'm saying it's not like a common thing to where like all of these television shows have people living with their uncles. It's unusual.
Well, maybe people just don't
Why don't
talk
they just make
it?
A cartoon where both people have a mom and a dad and everything's fine?
Yeah, that's called The Incredibles.
So you're gonna cling to The Incredibles is what you're gonna do now.
I'm just saying it throws a wrench. I mean, that's what it is.
Have you ever noticed that Disney movies also have a bias towards people with facial hair?
Yeah, they don't tend to like them, do they?
No, they're always the bad guy. I mean, the Radigan had like a 5 o'clock shadow. Captain Hook had the mustache. Jafar, you couldn't see his mustache because he was far. But if he got close, then you could see that he had a pencil mustache.
But the Sultan had a beard.
When dads had beard, they always had big, bushy, white beards like Santa.
What about
That's the genie? Fine, apparently, because King Triton also had the big, bushy beard.
Mm-hmm. What about the genie?
Uncle Scar even had like a beard. Like everybody else had like in a nice, clean chins. And Uncle Scar had a scraggly, long chin hair.
What about the genie from Aladdin?
What are these? See, the thing is when I try to do a thing.
Yeah.
I try to do a thing. I try to get into a whole thing. Everybody just wants to throw a wrench in my thing. I gave a good amount of examples here to establish a trend. But we got dickheads in the chat saying, oh, well, Gaston was clean shaven. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Gaston was kind of a twat, too, so.
You know, the thing about Gaston is, if you really kind of look at it from Gaston's point of view, hey, was he really that bad of a guy? I mean, this gal just goes out into the woods, gets kidnapped by a big scary guy. He's going to save this gal. He's doing the right thing, in my opinion. I mean, was he misguided? Did they fall in love?
Right.
Sure, but how would he know
and
that?
And her dad was criminally insane, so...
Yeah, he's a wackadoodle.
Right.
Didn't he, like, make weird gadgets?
Right.
He probably, like, made weird dildo machines, mm-hmm. wouldn't you think?
Yep, absolutely.
Just
after
goes
that
in
little
his garage and makes
had,
little dildo machines. I mean, that guy is a dildo machine maker if I've ever seen one. So Gaston really wasn't that bad of a guy.
He was.
And so, I mean, sure, he's clean shaven, but maybe that was the point.
Well, he was kind of a twat, but, I mean, it's not like he was out beating women. He just didn't like to read.
Yeah, I got Stockholm Syndrome in the chat. This is just Stockholm Syndrome. That's what it was. She goes out there. She's kidnapped. Eventually, she's like, I guess I got to make the best of this. I mean, there's talking teapots and shit. Things are going okay.
Unless that was her schizophrenia and none of the things actually moved. And
oh,
she's
you think
talking
that,
to the things.
You think the things were not really talking?
No.
Didn't Gaston eat like 5 dozen eggs a day?
Yeah, that's a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
That's too many eggs.
The guy's just trying to bulk up naturally. He's not trying to get all that
60 fucking eggs a day.
Ginkgo biloba or whatever he's got to get, and he just got, you know, the normal shit to get big. Worked hard on his body. He just wanted to look good for the gals.
I think it was.
Then he saw his opportunity to be a hero, and everybody shits on him for it. I'm sure he was cocky.
Yeah, but he wanted to punch a kidnapper in the face. I don't really think that's, you know, that far of a stretch from an actual hero.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, we get on his bad side because he's kind of a douchebag. But I don't even really think he was that bad. Was there ever really that moment in the movie where she explained to him, hey, dude, it's fine. You know, you can go away. I mean, not really.
Would you believe somebody
who stormed the tower? He encountered the beast and fought the beast to the death. But I mean, like, you know, she didn't really say, dude, it's fine. Gaston, I don't need your help. I'm happy here. It's all good.
Would you believe a kidnapping victim when they said, no, I'm fine. You can go away now. I like my kidnappers.
Joe in the chat. Andy in Toy Story didn't have a beard, and he was just awful to those toys.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good line. It's a good line, guys. So I'm going to abandon my Disney bit, because all you guys want to do is make me miserable.
Well, there's outliers. I mean, there's things that are on the trend and things that aren't.
But you know what does make me happy?
Yeah.
Grab him by the pussy. 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 She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where that's some nice one. I moved there like a bitch.
Guys, we'll be back.
maybe Trump is just really into bowling.
He's trying to impress that Billy Bush is what he's trying to do. That Billy Bush, you know, he's an intimidating fella.
He is?
Well, I mean, you want to look good in front of Billy Bush.
Well, I mean, he's not doing too good in the polls, so I guess he's got to look good wherever
he is. I mean, this was 2005.
Oh. Why does anybody give a shit? That was, what, 11 plus years ago, whoever?
Because Napier, he said stuff degrading women. I mean, the guy ran the Miss Universe pageant for 100 years. He, of course. Why are you surprised?
I'd be surprised if he didn't.
He had women trot around on stage in bikinis, and he judged them according to how their asses looked in them. Guys, this is he was the Westminster dog show of people.
So what you're saying is, if he gets into the White House, he's not going to be very progressive.
Who gives a shit? Who cares? I could give a fuck anymore. Just end it. Let whoever wants to. I don't even think we need countries. I'm done with countries. Let's just have a free-for-all. Let's just do the Game of Thrones thing and just let the strong survive. And I mean, like, let anybody go wherever they want.
You mean like the Purge?
No, the Purge had a very stern set of rules. There was one evening where you could do whatever you want. I'm just saying, let everything just be open. Fuck it.
Can we square off a state with, like, fences and, like, if you go into the fenced-in area, you can beat the shit out of people with baseball
bats?
Can
put up a fence for, like, whatever you want. I mean, like, you put up a fence around your shit and just tell people, guys, this is my shit.
Excellent.
I guess we'd have to have something to where, like, what you have is yours.
Like a house? Can't have squatters just come in there.
And I guess we'd have to have some kind of police. Maybe it's a bad idea. Never mind. I got to work it out, guys.
We're doing fine.
Yeah. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for being with us. Thanks, guys. Thanks for being with us.
And if you don't vote for president, at least vote for your senator, something.
You're listening to Strange Label, the finest in internet radio.
StrangeLabel.com.
And now, another wheelbarrow full of dicks phone scam with the king of pranks, Travis Holt.
Hi there. I wanted to come down for lunch with my adult son, and he was mentioning the fact that it was October. I was just wondering if you had that black hamburger back this year.
The whole hamburger?
The black one with the black bun?
No, not yet. No, I don't think we got them yet. I know they're going to be doing some
Oh, it is coming back, though?
I know they got some new sandwich coming. Let me see. They got, I can tell you which one. They got Homestyle, Cheeseburger coming back, and they got the Bacon King coming back.
Ooh, I like that one.
Double meat, man, I don't know, man. Hey, there's something. I think this should be starting next week.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I'll probably see you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Well, passers-by is done, with Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children landing him pretty good for a fourth rounder, but not exactly the savior he may have needed, 29 points. He ends up with a total of 169. That's the number to beat. With most of the first-round movies still on the table, The Lotus Cast's Doctor Strange, Chris Brake Show's Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and our Mona, all we can really do is speculate at this point. The Girl on the Train came out this past weekend to bad reviews but pretty decent box office. We'll have results for that one next week.
Wise men say only fools call in, but we can't help but respond to your voicemail.
Hi, Corey. This is BB Burgett. I was calling back about the Chevy Colorado, I think it was, and took a look at it online, and it's a pretty vehicle, but I think it's too old. I've got a 2013 now, and that's a 2010, so I kind of don't want to go backwards, I guess. But thanks, anyway, for the heads up. Appreciate it.
Dear BB, thank you for your call, but I think you have the wrong number. Personally, I feel that age is nothing but a number. And if that Chevy Colorado is a pretty vehicle, you should go for it. But hey, that's just me.
Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Until you come. that neither one of us, no, neither one of us can survive it. No, 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 we travel and we travel, trying to find it.
Welcome back, everybody. What?
I can just feel the music rolling through your body.
Oh, I'm feeling good.
I know, right?
Guys, be sure to stay tuned after the show tonight. I believe that the WFOD wrap-up show is happening yet again.
Excellent.
Which was quite a surprise last week. A welcome surprise. It was fun. It was fun.
I thought you were going to do the WFOD wrap-up show.
I honestly, I can't stay up that late. I would return the favor and do a Lotus Cast wrap-up show, but goddamn, they're up till 11 o'clock at night.
Ooh.
I can't do that.
Mm-mm.
I got shit to do tomorrow. I got to go to bed.
Yeah, I can't stay up.
Don't stay up late no more. Too old.
Mm-hmm.
But be sure you check that out. Let us know what you think. I think I got one comment on the WFOD wrap-up show, and somebody just said, hey, I like this wrap-up show.
I think everybody left because
we can build off that.
We didn't know they were doing it.
It's very weird to hear people talk about your show.
Kind of surreal.
I mean, like, you know, a lot of people, they'll talk to me about their show, but it's weird to hear people talk about your show and you're not there.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
This is weird. They like dissected our bits.
Mm-hmm. They liked him. Well, eh.
Joe said that he didn't understand where I was going with my gender thing. You know, a lot of times where I'm going isn't really set in motion yet. I try to get there, you know.
It's just
sometimes I know where I'm going and I'm completely distracted from where I'm going by somebody that says something that irritates me. And then we talk about that.
In his defense, nobody believes they're all those genders. Nobody,
that thing with Adele being the Super Bowl halftime show, I had a whole thing. I was going into Larry Wilmore. I was going into a whole bunch of different things, and it didn't get there. It just died.
So why is Adele doing the Super Bowl? Do.
She's not. Lady Gaga is doing the Super Bowl.
Oh, good, good, great. Goddamn, that would have been horrible.
What, Adele?
Yeah.
Adele is a very popular musician.
Yeah, but they don't do that. They do pop singers for the Super Bowl halftime.
Did you know that Aaron Lewis is country now?
I've heard that.
Have you? Well, he already released a country album, but he just put out his second one. And it's so fun to listen to Aaron Lewis fake twang.
Yeah.
Like a guy from Massachusetts putting on a fake country accent.
Well, anybody in America can put that on.
Wasn't Garth Brooks from New York and he had fake twang?
Was Garth Brooks from New York?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Fake twang.
And then Garth Brooks made Chris Gaines.
Right.
Because that he wanted to make something that wasn't Garth Brooks and he figured he probably couldn't because people would
he did that so his wife
minds.
Wouldn't take his money.
Oh, was that why?
Yeah. So in the
I thought he just wanted to try something
so
different.
In the divorce, the wife got half of Garth Brooks' shit, so we switched to Chris Gaines.
He's like, I'm not Garth Brooks anymore.
Right.
I'm Chris Gaines, guys.
So she couldn't touch that money.
Did that actually work?
Yeah.
Are you a country music fan?
No, hate it.
Drunk?
If as long as it's not country, I'll listen to it. I can't
stand. Did you enjoy The Stained?
Stained was good, yeah.
You liked The Stained?
Mm-hmm.
Napier,
I once had a boss with a stained tattoo. Right on his leg.
I don't believe anybody likes Stain that much.
I swear to God, Stain tattoo on his leg.
Napier,
yes.
I want you to listen to as much of this as you can before you just are filled with rage. This is an Aaron Lewis country song. Keep in mind, this is the guy who sang Mud Shovel.
Country song to me.
Now, you know what Aaron Lewis's singing voice sounds like.
Yeah.
Like, you know kind of the way he sings. You know kind of, like, so you can tell if he's trying to sing differently on purpose.
Does he fuck up the accent?
We grow tobacco and we drive trucks. We kill white tails.
Yep, definitely couldn't cut my grass to this.
And drive four wheelers down the main road.
No way.
Bust out the sluts when it's cold.
Is this a country song paint by numbers?
Yeah, yeah.
We got tailgates on a Friday.
And the thing is, you can tell he's faking it. You can tell this is bullshit.
Yeah, but a lot of people put on, you know, fake accents when they sing.
You gotta listen to
this. Adele does that.
And it's a half hour from my front door to a Walmart or a grocery store.
This sounds like a country song making fun of other country songs.
It ain't all about a song.
Now, I want you to hear the chorus, because in the chorus he has the line. This is a line from this song. We pay our taxes and protect our kids.
Is this a parody of country songs?
No, this is real. And the thing is, country music has embraced this. This is popular.
Man, we got outlaws, we got hicks, we got honky tonks out on these sticks. We love our whiskey and we love our homegrown. God damn, it's so good to be home. We wear Carhartt, we don't wear suits. We wear square toes and Chippewa boots. And we all know where we come from. And we'll be right here when it's done.
It sounds like he's making fun of people.
Understand.
He just threw out a y'all.
All about a southern man. Cause we got family living down in these woods. We got pride and a sense of what's good. And we all got...
Maybe I can see your eyes twitching.
It's a song for the working man.
I bet people in Kentucky
are early and we work third shift. Pay our taxes and protect our kids. And we all got dirt on our hands. Rednecks north of the Mason-Dixon.
Somebody needs to intercut that with that ad from Idiocracy, Ow My Balls.
Matt in the chat has Remember When He Hated His Dad. Yeah, I mean, he had those songs. The song about how, you know, I'm turning it up loud so that you could play this for your parents because they don't understand you. And now he's singing... We pay our taxes and protect our kids. I parked my Chevy next to your Ford. Guys, I've been country this whole time.
This sounds like a paint-by-numbers country song, and it also sounds like he's making fun of the people who listen to country, and they're like, do they not get it that this dude's making fun of them?
Well, I don't think he is.
It sounds like it.
It sounds like he's just taking the easy path. The stained thing, it's difficult.
No, I mean,
there's so much competition in the rock and roll game, Napier. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to play radio festivals opening for 311 forever? No, we got to break new ground. We got to do this new thing. Country will take anybody. They took Jessica Simpson. They took Jewel. They took
Darius Rucker.
It took Hootie.
Nelly. Nelly's been in two country songs.
He indeed has.
Florida Georgia Line was the shit.
Yeah. And
so would you live in the sticks? The sticks?
Live in the sticks?
Yeah, that's what he said, living in the sticks.
We living in the sticks?
Yeah.
He's from Massachusetts, drunk.
There might be sticks in Massachusetts.
I don't want to live somewhere where I have to get...
There's rednecks north of the Mason-Dixon, yeah.
There's rednecks north of the Mason-Dixon, is what he said.
Yeah, they're... called Meth Billies.
There's also a song on here talking about what isn't country, and that new country doesn't sound like real country.
He's new country. He's literally new country.
That is like a really good way to get in with the country people, is to shit on people who aren't making real country.
Is that like the rockers that say that rock's dead?
Yeah. Like rock people who say stuff about rock. Speaking of rock, Green Day just put out a new album.
Is it angsty?
I imagine. I've heard the single. And you know what? The single, I don't really like Green Day. I've never really liked Green Day.
Really?
But
never?
When the single comes on, and it comes on a lot, it comes on all the time, I only turn it off about half the time. Sometimes I'm fine listening to it. It's really short, which helps it. But Green Day is going on this tour of really small venues, and they're selling out immediately because, I mean, Green Day on name value alone is going to sell out.
Yeah.
The Green Day is probably going to do very well playing large venues,
right.
They sell
out the Savas Center, much less Mississippi Nights or whatever.
And the thing is when Green Day sold out, they're playing the Pageant here, which is not a very big venue.
It's not tiny.
It's bigger than, or it's smaller than Green Day should be playing.
Yeah, definitely.
And they sold it out within minutes, but the radio station has all of these Green Day tickets. Like they're saying, oh God, the only way you're going to get tickets to this goddamn Green Day show that sold out so fast. I mean, can you believe Green Day's playing the Pageant, you guys? Can you even believe it? But we have your way in. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Green Day playing the fucking Pageant. This is crazy. And we have tickets. We're going to give you tickets every 3 hours right here. You know, so you call in, you can win tickets to see Green Day. And I think they must have all the tickets.
They might.
And see, the way my mind works, Napier, is I think it's all this big conspiracy, this Green Day thing.
Yeah.
There we go.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, Green Day's been out of the spotlight for a while, right?
Not really. What was their last one?
Not too long ago.
Well, they had American Idiot, which was very successful.
Yeah, they did
and
fine
then
with that one.
They put out a couple of things, and they kind of went away for a while. They've been gone for a while.
Well, they've been touring.
I'm not saying Green Day's not still an insanely popular band. I'm saying that they've been gone for a while.
I only like Dookie.
Green Day goes on this little mini tour. They play big cities, but they play small venues.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new album coming out, and the radio station is constantly talking about how, oh my God, Green Day sold this show out. Green Day is still popular, guys, and they have a new album coming out. Here's the single.
So what you're saying is they're selling out these little places really quickly to generate hype.
Right. And they're playing their single a shitload, and they're constantly talking about
that doesn't sound like
Green
a conspiracy.
Day selling out venues. So everybody is tricked into saying, oh my God, guys, fucking Green Day's back.
So what you're saying is they have a marketing team. And they sound decent. See, you got to think outside of the box when you're trying to promote yourself. You got to contend with YouTube.
Hang on a second. So, what is the actual conspiracy?
I think that they gave all the tickets to the radio station. I don't think that anybody actually got tickets.
So you don't think you can go on StubHub right now and just find some tickets?
Probably, 100% over face.
Yeah, they're probably really expensive.
Okay.
Look it up on your smart intelligent phone. How much is a ticket to the Green Day show?
Sure. When is it,
I don't know.
Why bother?
It's soon. They've been talking about it nonstop.
You said it's at the Pageant?
Yeah.
I mean, why bother with the date when you can't go?
Yeah, you can't go. Tickets are too much. But they go on this little mini tour. They drive to a couple of places, right? And they play these sold-out shows in these little places. And their song's getting played over and over and over again to get hyped about Green Day coming back. So I guess it's not a conspiracy, right? It's just smart.
Just marketing, yeah.
It's just smart.
So they're going to play songs from Dookie?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're probably going to play a lot of the new stuff, because only the real fans are getting in, right? What, Drunk?
Two tickets left. Cheapest one's $1,295.
$1,000 to go see Green Day at the Pageant?
On StubHub, at least.
At least it'll be fucking intimate as shit.
Yeah. So, but then Green Day is going to come back, and they're going to clean up on a bigger tour, like in a year.
Wednesday,
if that.
October 26th.
So it's the Green Day conspiracy to get people to give a shit about Green Day. I guess it's smart. I take back what I said. I guess it's not a conspiracy.
Standing general admission, $1,295.
I don't know if I would stand to listen to Green Day. like physically, for more than like, you know, passing by, like the they got the pageant doors open and you can like walk by the place and hear them play, and like I'd stop and like, hey, that sounds like Green Day, and then I'd continue on with my journey.
So, like, if Green Day was playing down the street from you, would you walk down the street to watch Green Day?
No, probably not.
Yeah. I mean, if they're playing like the let's say
you're on break at work.
Yeah.
And Green Day's like playing in the break room. Would you go sit in the break room and watch Green Day?
Well, no, I don't go to the break room on break. I go outside to smoke. So I don't actually sit, like, stand outside and smoke.
Okay, let's say your boss calls you on the phone and he says, hey, are you sitting at your desk? And you say,
my boss can just walk up to me. He doesn't have to call me.
And you say, yeah, I'm sitting at my desk working. He's like, dude, it's not going to count as a break, but like, if you want to just go watch Green Day instead of working, Green Day is downstairs.
Cheapest one at SeatGeek's $475.
I would assume my boss was trying to fire me. Like, oh,
he's trying to trick you?
Yeah.
With like, Green Day?
He just walked out one day, didn't say anything. And then he claimed the whole 8 hours. I don't know what to tell you guys. You shouldn't be here.
So you couldn't cut your grass to this drum?
Nope, not this one.
You just skip it?
Yeah.
Let Me Hear was so much better than the song.
What's Let? Oh, the shitty Japanese metal?
Yeah.
You got your Chevy parked next to my Ford. It's pandering is what it is.
I don't drive either a Chevy nor a Ford.
This guy's making fun of people who listen to country.
But how do you reveal it, you know, at the end? See, the thing is do you think that he made one album like as a goof and then it was like popular and so he just went with it? Kind of like how people kind of think that Donald Trump started his presidential campaign as like a trick to get paid for The Apprentice more.
I think he did.
But then people kind of started getting behind him. He was like, maybe I could actually like be the president. That would be kind of fun.
I think the joke like went too long. Like, I don't think he meant for it to be this long and now doesn't know what to do.
I'm pretty sure he did it to fulfill a Simpsons prophecy.
They're talking about Offspring is still playing shows. I'm not saying that like the Green Day would be, you know, doing state fairs.
I would go see the Offspring for sure.
I have seen the Offspring. I saw the Offspring recently. They were at a radio thing. I went to see Queens of the Stone Age, and Offspring came on after Queens of the Stone Age.
You know who I would go see?
What?
Fucking Tenacious D.
Hell yeah.
But I don't think they exist anymore.
So Travis pre-recorded his segment.
Should we play it? Or
is it great?
I mean, I assume we have to play it, right? Travis is not here this week. He's at a funeral. Thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely.
Here's Travis's fucking segment thing.
Hey, guys, it's Travis. Sorry I couldn't be with you tonight. I always hate missing a show, especially during spooky month. So unless I just wanted to leave a message and say I'll be back next week, and I hope you enjoy the show. Oh, and also... In honor of Spooky Month and to celebrate Samhain, I've decided to bring our listeners back to the edge of the other world.
I love
this. I've scoured through hundreds of hours of interviews and read countless documents to break down a few of the most haunted places. This year, we'll travel across the pond to merry old England, or should I say, scary old England. I'll feature one of the spooky sites each week, and together we'll figure out what makes each of these locations so disturbing. We'll take the listeners on a tour of these devilish destinations, so they don't have to experience the terror firsthand. Or, I'll feature them so they can travel to one of these spooktacular sites, at their own peril. This week I bring you... Salisbury Hall.
Excellent. Good choice.
Okay, Travis.
It's haunted.
Where's it at?
Oh, we're going to do the bit like he's here. You know, Travis said at the beginning of that he hates missing shows, but Travis misses a lot of shows. And Napier, he gets a lot of shit for missing shows, but I think Travis misses more shows than Napier does.
I don't think that's true. Then again, I'm not here, so I don't know.
When
the only difference is Travis, he tells me a week in advance when he's not coming to show. Napier misses a show. He tells me at 5 o'clock the day of the show.
I feel like when I'm not on sabbatical, I'm pretty good about being here every week.
I mean, you're just a half hour late every week.
Yeah. That's what makes me great, though.
Is it what makes you the closer?
Less of more is better. Less of me is better, for sure.
You come in at the end and then you wrap her all up.
Right.
That's the drunk bit.
Yeah, but I mean, if he was, you know, early all the time, then we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
So I'm assuming there's no what's in drunk's mouth again this week, or?
Hey, we'll put stuff in drunk's mouth sometime. Okay. You know, I want to keep you guessing, drunk.
I know.
Because it's going to be spooky, the stuff that goes in drunk's mouth.
Okay.
So
spooky,
you know,
for him, or like spooky in general?
One of these days, you're going to get here, and I'm going to put a blindfold on you and put stuff in your mouth.
Yeah, it's going to be some like cobwebs. Or...
You don't know when it's going to be.
It's going to
spooky.
I know what these are. These are grapes. Nope, cow eyes.
In the chat, Carper says it's because we miss Napier more when he's missing.
Fair enough. And thank you.
So Napier is a more noticeable absence.
Got to throw out my Napier grenades.
I could see that.
Well, wasn't he one of the guys that was in the chat a couple of weeks ago saying he was a Travis guy?
He is a Travis guy. But he just misses me more.
No, Anchor, nobody can have any of my dressers. I need them all.
You know, I saw former co-host Paul's wife posted on Facebook that she's given away some furniture. You got to go snatch all that up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's got some furniture that she's given away. You got to go get that and put it in your kitchen.
Interesting.
Guys.
Interesting.
I mean, that was fine. That was it. Did you see the thing about how you can go take a tour of Paisley Park and see all the kookadoodle shit that Prince did?
I don't know what that is.
It's where Prince lived, Paisley Park. God damn it, Napier.
Do you think it's like a big old purple house?
He's got a bunch of crazy shit.
Do you reckon that's in Minnesota?
Yeah. His whole house was wired for sound. And that you can go tour it. You can get the regular tour for $40 or the VIP tour for $100.
What's $100 get you?
I always thought they should have done Neverland. I would love to go see what weird shit it was at Neverland.
I'm pretty sure they just shut that down, didn't they?
I think so. Yeah. But I mean, like, I went to Elvis's house, Graceland.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
I walked by it and saw all the graffiti on the outside.
But I think that Neverland would be really cool to go see. And I think that Paisley Park, I think that might be worth the drive. That might be fun to go see. Just because, you know, Prince is such a known weirdo.
Yeah, but then you'd have to go to Minnesota.
What's wrong with Minnesota, eh?
Doesn't it have Detroit in there?
No, that's Michigan.
Michigan.
What's in Minnesota?
St. Paul?
The Twin Cities.
So nothing good. At least it's not Detroit.
Minneapolis? The Mall of America.
The Vikings, the Twins, the Wild.
Well, the Wild
and
are pretty
shit. And the actual Wild, like, you know, trees and whatnot.
Yeah, we got trees here.
Mild weather.
The Canadian border.
Lakes.
Yeah,
probably.
A lot of lakes.
Yep. Got lakes here. Don't need to go there. Sounds like it's this place.
Prince's house isn't here, though.
Yeah, but why would you want to go see Prince's house? What are you going to get some insight into the man, learn something you didn't know before? He was Prince. He was kind of a...
They're asking about Dollywood in the chat. Dollywood wasn't a house, though. Isn't Dollywood an amusement park? I mean, Dollywood isn't Dolly Parton's house.
No. It's like a Dolly Parton theme show.
Yeah. So, no. Dollywood doesn't count.
Have you ever been to Dollywood?
Napier, can I play it one more time?
Yes,
or
please.
Would it be overkill if I played it one more time?
I don't see how it ever
could
be.
Your shtick?
Grab him by the pussy. 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 She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where that's some nice furniture. I moved in her like a bitch.
That is just amazing.
Grab him by the pussy. 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 She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where that's some nice furniture. I moved in her like a bitch.
I don't know what that last word is.
I moved on her like a bitch, is what he says.
Like he was a bitch or she was a bitch?
I don't know what. I don't know what. You so you knew what the words were. You just don't know what they meant in the context of what he was saying.
Yeah. I guess the Donald is a mysterious creature.
He is. Drunk, do you have anything else you want the people to know about?
Yep. The Rough Riders had a rough week at the hands of Team Drunk.
Drunk beat me in fantasy football, is what they say.
Pretty good.
Most of my guys were on bye. I mean, I have a lot of Seattle people, and they were all on bye. So I had to do some waiver maneuvering, you know?
Well, I mean, don't you hedge your bets? You can't keep a bunch of people on one team.
Well, fine. I guess for the rest of the year, I'm fine now.
Oh.
So look out, Team Drunk.
Yeah, you're in the other division.
If you come back around, Mike will be ready for you.
I'll see it.
Napier, you have anything else you want to tell the people?
Don't use your car like a soapbox, and putting a sticker on the back of your car, if you follow me as close as Jesus, you know, bullshit. That's just really lazy getting the word out about Jesus. You could do a little bit better.
Guys, do your part to spread joy to the world. If that means dressing up like Uncle Sam and driving around in an old hearse playing patriotic songs, then by God, do it. Because I remember it all these years later, and it affected me as an American. It made me feel good. It made me feel like I was part of something. But I kind of feel like we don't really need countries anymore.
Should I be a clown for Halloween?
I wouldn't advise.
Well, for Halloween, it's fine. You're supposed to do that for Halloween. You're not just supposed to stand at a street corner at 3 o'clock in the morning, casually twirling a baseball bat.
Guys, Napier lost weight this week. He's back down to 240, so there will be no shaming. Next week, though, I have high hopes. We will see you then. I appreciate all of you. Be sure to stay tuned for the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks wrap-up show immediately following this.
Joke's on you. I'm going to do 7 push-ups next week.
Dicks.
Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
It's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at wfodshow or facebook.com/wfodix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. If you go to WFODix.com and look under the Extras tab, you'll find a link to our Patreon. That gives you the opportunity to donate your hard-earned dollars to support the amateur cocksuckers who do that podcast you're considering removing from your iTunes library. Look, it's there if you want it. If not, just click on something else, like our outdated bio or the collection of songs Napier butchered. We're just happy you exist. The world is a cold, cold place without those sweet, sweet likes.
Grab him by the pussy. 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 She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I moved in her like a bitch. Grab him by the pussy. 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 She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I moved in her like a bitch. Grab him by the pussy. 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 She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I moved in her like a bitch.
Welcome, everybody.
Yeah, I gotta bring that down a little bit.
I got this.
Well, before you start talking, you forget that.
It's to every... this is just... Okay. How far do I go down? Like here?
A little bit more. Yeah, there you go.
Right there?
That's fine.
A little bit further?
If you want.
Is that fine?
Yeah.
All right, welcome, everybody, to... I think it's everybody's favorite recap show.
It's certainly mine.
Yeah, dicking around with... With Matty Katz and Jolly Joe Steinberg.
It's not what it says on the screen.
I'm pretty sure that's the name.
That's not the name that we're going with.
The people voted.
Nobody voted.
Yeah.
I did not see an official poll.
There was a poll.
There was no poll.
They polled and it was down to that or... what was it? It was Thick Dick Matt or Flaccid Joe.
All of these seem more in your favor than mine.
And they liked Matty Katz and Jolly Joe Steinberg.
I don't
more.
Think that's what people liked. In the polls that I did, it didn't come out that way.
I didn't see your polls.
Oh, I didn't see your polls either. So.
But anyway, welcome to another episode. We're here again. This is it. I mean, if we do a third one, then we have to.
Yeah, now you're committed to it. Are you committing us to this?
I mean, here we are.
I half expected to not do this again until I got your text at like 5:30 at night.
Yeah.
And then you're like, let's do this again.
Well, it felt weird committing to it.
Yeah, because I was saying the same thing. Like, we're actually committing to this now.
Yeah, because
we're doubling down on it.
Yeah. So from here, we can really just end it or we can keep going.
Yeah, like if we just didn't show up tonight, it would have been a nice little one-off
right.
thing and like nobody expected anything from us.
That's the worst part.
And now you're training people. You're training people like that. Now we need to stay tuned in after the show.
If you missed our episode last week, we did it live on strangelabel.com right after Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. But Mike put it at the tail end
of
his episode.
Yeah.
So now, does that mean that we get a portion of their Patreon money?
Because I think it does, actually.
Like, we're creating content.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean...
And since last week's episode, we did 34 minutes to their, like, hour and 4 minutes.
Right.
I think we should get half their money.
Half?
Yeah, half. That's how it worked. We did half the length of their show, so we should get half the money.
I think your math might be wrong.
No, I think it's right on that. I did the calculations out. I had an abacus, so.
And we did half an hour.
Yeah.
So what they would have got for an entire hour... I think we would get half if we did an hour.
No, see, I used an abacus. So I couldn't find my calculator.
Yeah.
I moved a couple of the things down. Oh, you broke it.
I did. God damn it. Oh, it's back again.
I moved a couple of beads over, and it said that we get half. So
the beads... What color were the beads?
The red beads. I moved them over to the left, and I left the brown beads over to the right.
Well, there it is,
and it
Mike.
Was half and half.
We get half your Patreon.
The beads have spoken.
You know, when I hear them say that, because they do, they have that end credit.
The Patreon.
Yeah. Where they thank the people.
That donated?
They start rattling off names.
There was like four names this week.
Yeah, there's like
four. Is that the same every week? Are they donating every week, or is that just like persisted?
No, they donate, I think, every month.
I think that's how Patreon
they
works.
They set it up monthly?
Yeah.
Why are we not doing this?
I don't know why we've never done this. Like, we're just idiots.
This is like 5 years into our show. We haven't done this before.
But enough about us.
Yeah.
Let's dive in. It's the second episode of Spooky Month. And we're no Travis. We're no Travis already on the second episode.
Well, he went to a spooky destination.
He did go to a spooky destination. And we'll talk about that. But he's out this episode. I guess due to a funeral.
That's what I'm saying. It's a spooky destination.
Oh, that was his spooky.
Yeah, that's where he went.
Why didn't he just make that his spooky destination?
Yeah, exactly. This funeral that he's going
to. He'd go out of his way to pre-record a spooky destination for the bit.
He just named a place, though. Did not describe it at all. And so,
does that bother you?
Like, it did a little bit, yeah, because like Napier even said, like, where does this go? Like, we can't follow up in any questions.
What did he say, too? Because I think I missed it. Did he say Salisbury Hall or something?
Yeah, it's Salisbury Hall, like the steak, I guess.
The steak?
Yeah, but it's a hall.
Is it scary because it's Salisbury steak?
I guess so. There's no follow-up information. He just rattled off a place, and I'm not going to Google it.
So the bit, does it bother you, like, just a little
bit? It bothers me, yes, because my critique from last week was that he didn't paint a good picture for me to tell me why it was so spooky. He just said, it's this place in this location. And again, the same thing this week, no follow up. And even when people wanted to follow up, he wasn't around for it.
What's that noise? God damn it, this is falling apart.
What are you doing
over
there?
I don't know. Yeah, well, this is one of my favorite things. I love hearing about this.
Listen, it could be fine, but he didn't describe it at all.
I mean, when I listen to it, because he adds those spooky special effects. Like,
had like spooky sound effects in the background while saying Salisbury Hall, and that got you all wet.
Yeah,
I
get chills. Like, I get, ooh, man, what? That sounds like a scary place.
How did Salisbury Hall sound scary?
Because there was like those spooky noises that he plays.
That's
like, he puts a lot of production into his.
The 10-second listing of Salisbury Hall.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Okay, it didn't sound scary at all.
You weren't a little afraid?
No, because he didn't tell me anything about Salisbury Hall. Like, is it named for the steaks for which, you know, are so tasty?
What did you think about this week's prank call?
The prank to Burger King?
Yeah, the Travis's prank call to Burger King.
I mean, I was curious about those black buns because I didn't get one last year.
Yeah.
And when I had attempted to order it before Halloween, they were sold out.
Oh.
So.
They turned your poop green.
Yeah, well, I remember you talking about them, like neon green, and I really wanted to try it. And when I went to try it, they didn't have any. So
yeah, it really did turn your poop neon green.
They were like in the store for like a week. That was it. They took them out really quickly.
Yeah. Actually, I had a couple of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I went to try it after you told me about it, and it was still before Halloween, because I remember thinking, like, this is before Halloween. This is ridiculous. Like, they don't have them anymore.
Yeah. So tonight's episode, what did you think?
About which part?
The whole episode as a whole.
It was a fine episode.
Fine?
Yeah.
Just fine? You got any more insults like you did last week?
I didn't insult them.
I mean, last week you weren't too happy.
I can't believe having critique about something equates being an insult. It's not an insult. I still enjoyed the show.
Right. Well, I mean, I didn't know if you had any.
Like, it's not like our show is perfect either. Like, I'm sure there are plenty of things people just hate, like, what we talk about. Remember, you, like, go out of your way to, like, annoy the audience sometimes. So, like.
Did you have any critiques, though, this week?
I mean, we'll get to anything, them as they come by. I mean.
Yesterday, I guess, was Napier's birthday.
He took a four-day weekend.
Yeah, so he took a four-day weekend. I don't know how much of that was him taking a four-day weekend or he just had a four-day weekend due
because
to
it was a Columbus Day. Right. He just took Friday off,
exactly.
Made it a four-day weekend.
Right. So that's pretty exciting. A big happy birthday out to
Napier. Yeah, happy birthday. I don't know how old you are, but
I don't know.
Old based on your voice.
Right. They talked a little bit about this creepy patriotic guy that drove around dressed like Uncle Sam. It did make me think, like, when I was little in the town that I grew up in, there was this one guy and he had buttons. He had he just wore a jacket with buttons and he was retarded. Like he always got free food and drinks. He would just walk around town all day into different restaurants and they'd give him.
Did you live in a city or anything?
It wasn't a big city. I mean, it wasn't a city.
I was just pictured it was like spread out, like just a lot of farms and towns. Like, so where is he really walking?
It was in Moorhead, Kentucky. It was in Moorhead. There is a college there. Like, there's a decent little main street and stuff. It's not huge, but he would be able to walk around all day and get his, like, you know, he'd get coffee and breakfast somewhere and somebody would give him like a sandwich and just,
sure, that's
all he
nice.
Did all day. And, he had a jacket that was just covered in these fucking buttons.
And, you know, like they said different little things, like a little joke here.
Do you think people just gave them their extra button?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that people just get, he was retarded. So people gave him stuff. They felt bad for him.
Retarded like he had trisomy 21 or?
No, he was retarded as in he was retarded.
Yeah, like, I'm saying like Down syndrome or something.
Oh, not, he wasn't Downsy, but he had something else.
There was like some sort of mental issue.
Yeah, he was slow. Oh. Slow guy. Is there anybody like that?
Growing up for me? Not that I recall. Not in this leafy little hamlet.
I remember that with this guy, it was always, and I wonder if it was the same with this patriotic guy. If, like, you know, you knew him and everybody kind of talked about him around town, but my mom would be like, you know, if you ever see him,
just stay away from him.
He's like, walk across the street because you don't know, he might abduct you.
See, when Mike was describing it, I was sort of picturing that scene in like Back to the Future where they just have the car that goes around saying like Goldie Wilson for mayor, and like there's flags all over right. the car and he's just announcing stuff. I assumed that that's what that was, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. After that, they talked about, I guess there was a car with the covered in bumper stickers.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all seen those. I hate the bumper sticker guys. The ones that annoy me the most are just the people that are crazy about Hillary or Trump right now. Like, you just see
them. They just cover the entire car with bumper stickers.
Well, I've not seen the ones that are just the cars completely covered. But Napier mentioned that, are you following Jesus this closely? Like that stupid statement.
Yeah. And then they did it. They went out of their way to like drive slowly just so that you could like pay attention to their bumper sticker.
Right.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
Yeah, so
I don't even know why you would deface your car with a bumper sticker. They look awful.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I've never seen a bumper sticker and said this needs to be on my car.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, my wife has the like the little family,
the
thing,
family stickers, the, yeah.
But it's like Star Wars to be creative, I guess. But even then, I could give a shit about putting anything on my car.
I don't want anything on there. Yeah. Free advertising for you. I'm not promoting any agenda.
You would put it like a Bernie Sanders?
No, I wouldn't do any of that.
You voting for Bernie?
Even if I was voting for Bernie, I wouldn't put a sticker. I people put the colleges that they're on. I don't give a shit. I'm not going
to
do that.
You don't want people to know.
Care.
They start to know too much about you.
Exactly.
What you're into.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
post any of that stuff.
You're afraid that they'll talk to you about your interests.
I don't want people to talk to me.
You think that's...
Stay away from me.
That's ever happened? Like somebody's like, man, hey, the bumper sticker. Like, I see you're voting for Trump there. I'm a big Trump supporter myself. Let's grab a beer.
No, I wouldn't. I'm sure that happens. I would never want that. It's like, you know what the ones that bug me the most were the ones that say support our troops. Is there anybody who doesn't support our troops?
Yes,
like
Dave Harvey.
Well, aside from Dave, like, do you really need to say that? Like, and I know the money from those stickers, sure. Like, if you bought them, like, I'm sure they don't go to the troops. Like,
no, not at all.
Yeah.
There's no way. They go right to whoever made the sticker.
Yeah.
The store.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think bumper stickers are kind of fucking stupid, but.
And they just make your car look ugly.
Yeah. They talked a little bit about the Ghostbusters, the newest Ghostbusters movie.
I didn't see it yet.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
I would have talked to you about that, but yeah, it's bad. It's a bad movie.
Well, I mean, I've heard nothing but great reviews about it.
Anchor in the chat seemed to,
he wanted to pretend it didn't exist.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, can't just bad things exist?
It's not as I mean, I guess I would be fine if they never made it, but
if I went to watch it, I could watch it. I just, my expectations for it are crazy low, so like it doesn't have to do much for me to be like, it's an okay movie.
Yeah. Mike has a plan about mascots. He thinks that people should, you know, maybe just retire and be mascots so they can spread cheer throughout the land.
It's not a bad idea.
You think that we should just force people into becoming mascots?
I just feel like we don't have enough mascots for that to actually happen, though.
Right.
Like, if we were in our town, like, I mean, what's the mascot here? You know, like...
Do you think there should be a town mascot?
Well, I mean, what mascots are going to be roaming around? We're just going to have, like, a Patriot guy just running around in every town for the Patriots?
Yeah, based on, like, Mike's idea. No, like, every town should maybe have their own... Like, every business should have a mascot. Like, you know, the businesses do have like Liberty Tax.
Sure. Like they're standing there and they're waving at you and they're like, you know, Sam outfit or their Statue of Liberty.
We had, I think they were called Snappy Tomato Pizza. And it was this really small pizza chain in Kentucky. And they would dress up, like there would be somebody dressed up as a tomato and trying to say, hey, like half off Monday pizza, whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
And somebody, it's like these two kids took a baseball bat.
Oh, and they beat the tomato?
Yeah, they beat the tomato. Oh. That's awful. The guy was I think it was a girl. It was a girl on the inside, and she was hospitalized.
Oh, kids can be so cruel.
I laughed so hard when I heard that story.
That sounds awful.
So funny.
Why was that funny? Just
fucking
tomato. You were one of those people, weren't you?
I didn't beat him up.
Beat up the tomato.
I do remember every time I drove by, I was like, it would be really funny if somebody beat up the tomato.
And then when somebody did, you're like dying.
It made me happy that somebody. I was like, well, I feel bad for the person inside, but I'm happy that somebody.
I wouldn't want somebody to like hurt the mascot, but I think it would be funny if like a couple mascots like start brawling, like, you know, like for space or something, like the tomato
over
starts
the turf.
Yeah, over like, the turf. Like the tomato is fighting the Statue of Liberty, right. You know, because the tax people want that corner and the tomato wants to sell their pizzas.
Maybe
there.
They could make some money off of, like, you know how they sold those videos, those like backyard fights. Oh,
the bum fights?
Yeah, bum fights. Maybe if we did like the mascot fights, just
that'd be pretty cool.
People dressed up as mascots, like your favorite mascots.
I think you would spend a lot of money repairing your costume after each fight.
Would it be that much money, though? It's just.
But then again, like, I don't know. I think you're fairly protected. If you've got the big tomato costume, as long as you put enough padding to fill out the tomato, like, and you can't get hurt, right?
Would you give them weapons when they would go into
No, because that's how somebody's face gets smashed in. So, like, if you're going to fight and you're, like, a big grape or a tomato, like, you have to make use of your, like, 3 inches of hands. That's all you have.
Almost be like the robot battles. Like, what's that called on
the sci-fi? Ultimate robot fighting?
Yeah, they have those remote control robots that fight.
And they did like destroy each other with like the chainsaws
and
stuff.
Yeah, to see who was the better mascot.
Yeah. See, I'd be okay with that.
Huh.
I think we just developed a TV show.
I think we did, yeah. See, now Mike, we need some of that Patreon.
I know.
Send that our way.
And you guys are going to get all the credit for this because this will be on the WFOD show.
They did watch the debate, or Mike did, I guess, last night. I watched
Napier
it.
Didn't care enough. About
no, I don't think Napier really gives a shit about anything like that.
Right.
I mean, I'm kind of glad that, like, there's stuff that I don't watch, and there's stuff that you don't watch, and there's stuff that Dave doesn't watch.
Sure.
And it's kind of hard to get everybody in on the same page as far as, like, there's a movie that came out. Like,
yeah,
let's all watch this.
We have to say, like, make sure you watch this by Thursday.
And sometimes we do, and sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
But there's certain things that we kind of all come together. Like, the debates, that is something that we all
watch.
Yeah. So when we do our show, we're all going to be able to kind of chime in on it and our thoughts, whatever.
Sure.
Like, I feel like with Mike, he's always out on...
He wants to talk about this, but there's nobody on the show that will... talk back with
he's
him.
On the island and he's just like, oh hey, did you guys watch this? And it's like, no, like, fucking drunk is too busy building a goddamn dresser for his dresser room
and Travis too busy researching
funerals or something,
spooky areas.
Hey, I will give him credit for that. Those spooky areas are great, so don't shit on the spooky areas.
I mean, they would be great if he described them more.
I got enough description. I got chills right there.
Describe Salisbury Hall to me.
Huh?
Describe Salisbury Hall to me.
It's called Salisbury Hall.
Yeah, where is it?
There was a noise. It was like, ooh, like a cha-cha, like that. It was scary.
Okay.
It scared me.
So you don't even know where it is.
So Mike watched the debate
yeah.
last night. And I know you did. And
I did
well. You know, I was so annoyed when they took the question from Kenneth Bone. Because when he stood up with his stupid fucking red sweater.
Yeah.
His dumb glasses.
Well, you noticed
his
him
big
all night.
Round head.
He was the last question.
There
of
were
the
two.
Night.
There was one guy that I noticed more than him.
Was it the angry black guy?
No, it wasn't the angry black guy. It was the guy that was bigger than Kenneth Bone. There was this.
Oh yeah, that guy in the background.
Giant.
And he wasn't even in the back row. They sat him in like the middle, so that people like could not see around him.
He should have been in a back row.
Yeah.
But that's the guy that I noticed most of the night. But then when Kenneth Brown stood up,
Ken Bone.
Kenneth Bone. Stood up with his fucking microphone, and I saw his glasses, his stupid fucking mustache, big dumb round cherry face, and that sweater. I said to Rochelle,
I kind of felt bad.
I looked at Rochelle, I said, he is going to be a star tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, he's going to be the biggest person ever. And what happened?
I felt bad for that dude, because his sweater was the same color as his face.
I said, look how ridiculous he looks, and look at his name.
Yeah.
The guy.
Ken Bone.
Yeah, Kenneth Bone. I mean, come on. And he just asked the stupid question about power and whatever it was. I forgot the question.
Wait, was he that guy? I thought he was the last question. And the last question was like, can you say something nice about the
other candidate? No, that wasn't somebody in the audience, I don't think. That was
clearly somebody in the audience.
I don't think that was somebody in that, but it wasn't Kenneth Bone.
Kenneth Bone had an energy question.
Are you sure? He wasn't the last question.
No, he was not the last question.
Oh. I thought he was the internet's hero because, like, he asked that, like, can you say something nice about each other thing?
No, that's not it. No. But I was so annoyed. And Mike was, he kind of addressed the fact he's a little suspect of Kenneth Bone. And he thinks that, you know, the internet is going to dig up.
They're basing that on his appearance. I mean, clearly he's a goon.
You know, like, when anybody comes out with glasses.
He's the embodiment of the internet.
Right, and the mustache. Yeah. You automatically think this person's a pedophile. Glasses and a mustache.
Glasses and a mustache do that?
I think, yeah, make you a pedophile for sure. I mean, if you're topping it off with a sweater like that.
Well, I'm trying to think of somebody who had glasses on a mustache, and I really can't think of one at the moment.
All pedophiles.
Yeah, probably.
Every pedophile. Just look up pictures of pedophiles. They all have mustaches.
Well, I mean, Jared from Subway had the glasses, so yeah. He was most of the way there.
And when he wasn't doing commercials, he had a mustache.
Oh, is that proven?
Yeah, they bleached it out.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, that was kind of frustrating. Just that whole, him becoming a star. And I think he will be that, like, talking head for a little bit. Like, all of these.
I don't know that he has a staying power. People are going to forget about him in a couple days.
They will forget about him, of course. Yeah. But right now, he's huge. And he'll have his 15, I'm sure he'll do some sort of commercial. He will be in a commercial. I guarantee it.
I don't know what commercial he would be.
It'll
in.
Be something.
Like a campaign commercial, maybe.
I don't even think that. I think he'll be.
Well, you think like the energy committee is going to make him like their spokesperson?
So. I think like some sort of fucking like solar panel company will get him and be like, hey, you got to come and, you know.
Can somebody in the chat just verify that he did the energy question? I want to make sure, 'cause in my mind, I think he's doing the last question where he was like saying, can you guys say something nice about each other?
Carper42 in the chat says, last spooky place was much more chilling. I do agree.
Yes, because there was some description to that one.
It was Chillingham Palace.
Yeah, and that's why. It was also Chillingham.
Just saying it.
Yeah. It was a little cold.
It was a little bit scarier than Salisbury.
Salisbury Steakhouse, yes. I forget what the rest of it was.
That's it, which is kind of scary.
Which part of it was scary? The fact that it's Salisbury Steak and not like a porterhouse?
All of it, Joe. And the noises. That he chose.
Mm.
I think they were ripped right from the destination.
I think it was the same noise as he used last week. He just changed the name.
Billy Bush. So was it confirmed that he was fired from the Today Show?
I read an article today. He's suspended right now.
Right.
But they're saying that it's likely he won't come back.
So he was the one that he talked with
on Access Hollywood.
Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Trump made the comment to grab him by the pussy, which
to Nancy O'Dell.
Been everywhere.
It was Nancy O'Dell who's on Entertainment Tonight.
Which led to Mike's, I thought, very genius little bit that he made.
The song?
Grab him by the pussy. Yeah. Which killed me.
You did laugh right away. I have to say, it took like a couple plays, like 10 plays for me to get it.
Well, I would say even by the end of it, you were still kind of questioning it.
I'm not questioning.
Why did he put it?
That was during the break. But then like when I heard it for like the... 20th time by the end of the show, I was getting into it.
So were you laughing because you genuinely thought it was funny, or you just beat over the head with it so many times?
I beat over the head, I think. Just played enough on it, like, oh yeah, now I get it. It's funny.
Because I thought it was great, and then you was like, why did you put it to that music? I don't understand.
Yeah, and but by the end, when I had heard it so many times, I got it. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, good news is Mike actually sent me the MP3. Of grabbing by the pussy.
Oh, okay, good.
So this is good for us.
Are you gonna play it back now?
I could right now, but I'm kind of afraid to touch knobs and stuff.
Well, you did pull the computer audio down, so you're gonna hit play and you're not gonna hear it. I know that's gonna be
so
why.
I'm not gonna touch anything right
now. Yeah, okay. Well, you have to put it back up so you can play the end.
I understand what needs to happen.
All right.
But yeah, so then Drunk showed up, and they talked a little bit more about the mascots, and Drunk said that he would be a mascot when he retired.
I mean, who wouldn't want to be a mascot?
And then I thought it was weird because they launched right into the conversation about Disney.
The Disney movies. Yes, Mike did not appreciate people poking holes in the theory about Disney movies and that like none of the parents are alive for any of the protagonists.
So this is like a running thing, though.
Is it? I'd never heard of it.
I've heard a lot of people talk about the no parents thing.
Oh.
For some time.
I don't follow Disney movies enough, apparently. I didn't realize that this was a thing.
So it was all new to you.
I never heard this,
When Mike started talking about it, you were like, holy shit, all the parents are dead in Disney movies.
I wasn't like, holy shit. I started thinking about like everybody else in the chat that started like posting like, oh, what about this movie? What about this movie? In my mind, I was trying to think, like, there's got to be, like, a movie where this is not true.
Well, yes, of course there's going to be movies where it's not true. But a majority of Disney movies, the parents are either split up, one of them's dead, or they're both dead.
I don't know. That's I never really like thought about it before. It didn't, like, blow my mind or anything, but, like, I can see, like, there's a trend. Yeah.
You didn't have a moment where it's just like...
No, because I just didn't care.
Huh.
I mean, I don't care about Disney movies in general. Like, I don't... I tend to watch them years later. I still haven't seen Frozen. I don't know if I ever will. Maybe if
you're
I have a kid.
You're not going to take time out of your day to watch Frozen?
No, I just don't care.
If you have a kid, then will you watch it?
I'm sure, if they're into it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've seen... I could only go by the movies I have seen. You know, the Disney movies I saw when I was a kid, like, you know, Lion King and Aladdin and all that stuff, it holds up.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bambi, I thought, honestly.
They talked for a little bit about Gaston kind of being the good guy.
Gaston is a good guy. Yeah, what's so bad about him?
I mean, he just wanted
to... He's a little brutish, but, like, he wasn't mean.
He was a little forward.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean...
And Belle's just like a bookworm. She can get over it.
Stand-up dude.
She just didn't like hairy-chested dudes.
And I don't understand why everybody gave shit to Gaston.
No. Belle is the one that's at fault here. She literally, she thinks Beast is a monster.
She went to go fuck
and then literally changes her mind, like, you know, for no reason halfway through. Like, doesn't even make sense that she falls in love with Beast.
So they had a chance. They actually, talked about Aaron Lewis.
And, yes.
So this
and
is,
he's country now?
Yeah. I don't know if you remember Aaron Lewis releasing his last country album.
He just released one currently, didn't he?
Yeah, this is the most recent one, but there was one before it.
I knew he was doing country. I haven't listened to a single country song actually until Mike just played it, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. It's not good. And it is kind of funny to think that the guy who wrote like Mud Shovel and It's Been a While and all these other huge...
I was a big Stained fan. I loved a lot of their stuff.
Who didn't own a Stained album?
I mean, I didn't own technically, but. Yeah,
you,
I had all of them.
You were downloading them all
illegally. Yeah,
at the time,
I'm not going to buy them. Yeah, because Napster came out in like '99.
No, I remember when Napster came out, and I remember, but you could get some bad quality songs.
I didn't care. It's like people now; they don't care that like the YouTube clip they play is like awful quality.
Oh,
it's the same sort of concept.
Yeah, but some of it was really bad.
Yeah, but you didn't know. Like back then, you're just like, "Wow, I have the whole song on my computer."
Yeah,
you know?
Was. I guess it was cool, but. I mean, even if you'd burn it to a CD, it'd just be like, one was really good quality, and the next one was just...
I mean, sometimes you had to fish around. Like, you had six different versions of the song until you could find a really good one. And then half the time, they were just porn that they had labeled to be the song.
Yeah, I don't know what Aaron Lewis is doing, though, with his life these days. It's just...
He looks pretty old now. I didn't realize he was that old.
It's bad.
I don't know how old he is. He just looks old.
Napier thought it was a parody. Like, he thought that Aaron Lewis was doing this as a gag to make fun of people who sing country music.
What was that song? It was about Walmart?
It seems like it. Like... The topics that he's singing about, which is just about every other country song, like they're singing about trucks and fucking, you know, there's...
He was insinuating there were rednecks in the north, like above the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, so
I didn't get that. Are there?
There are. What's really funny about when he's singing this song, one thing I've noticed about people here in Massachusetts, there's a lot of people that want to be rednecks.
Yeah, like they want to, but like, do they really count as a redneck?
They don't count. No, they don't. Because
I don't know why you would idolize the redneck culture.
They do take pride in like, this is a little white trash. Like, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna wear some camo, and I'm gonna take pride in the fact that I'm wearing a camo hat. It's like you're stupid. You're really dumb. Like that song that he
especially
sings,
if you're not
where
hunting.
He's like, we wear Carhartt. It's like that's what people take pride in here in Massachusetts about being redneck.
I mean, I've also worn Carhartt and like
Carhartt. Yes.
But it's more because like they have like the thick cotton shirts and not just like the thin cotton ones.
But there are like a lot of people in my wife's family. They are wannabe rednecks. Like they do things and they. But it's not like they just do it because they're doing it because they like doing it. They do it and they kind of look around and they're like, "Hey, I'm doing this because like this is kind of redneck, you know? Like they draw attention to the fact that they're doing something." That is a little white trash.
I mean, that sounds really dumb.
It is. It's all stupid. It's really stupid. I mean, that song was really bad and stupid.
Listen, I agree the lyrics were bad, but like I think Aaron Lewis is still a great singer, and I don't know why Stained isn't still doing something. I think they had said on the show that they think that maybe he's just selling out to do country, and that, you know, stupidly people say rock is dead, but I don't know. I wish he was doing more Stained, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Stained. There was some stuff. At one point, they were probably like one of the biggest rock bands.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been a while. It was like their humongous hit.
That was, but they had songs after that that were even bigger, that were topping like pop and rock charts. And they were.
But that was like early 2000s.
Yeah. They were playing huge stadiums.
Yeah, I remember. I still have a recording of Outside. Does it look Fred Durst?
Fred Durst. Yeah. At some whatever. And then they talked about Green Day for a little bit because Green Day is doing a like small venue tour instead of like the stadium.
But nobody seemed to like Green Day on the show.
Yeah, but I
are
mean,
you a Green Day fan?
No, not really.
Nothing. I mean, nothing appeals to you.
There's stuff that I like. I mean, there's songs that I know and I like. But I'm not. Like when they come out with new albums, I'm not like, oh,
I didn't know they were coming out with a new album. I just found out
on Friday, I think.
Yeah, just a couple days ago.
When did they switch that?
To what?
By the way,
to albums from like Tuesday or something.
Yeah, they used to come out on Tuesday, and now they're coming out on Friday.
It's odd. Maybe they're trying to sync up with movies or something.
Right, and but movies come out on Tuesday, right?
Movies have traditionally been Friday because it was for the weekend, but then they want.
No, I'm not talking about theater, but when they come out on.
Oh, DVDs are Tuesday.
Tuesday, and so is video games come out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So they branched off of Tuesday releases because they used to be Tuesday releases.
Maybe they're just trying to like, you know, just be different than everybody else. I don't know.
And then apart from that, Napier lost weight. He lost some.
They had to bury this. Like they weren't even going to mention it until like I think somebody asked in the chat that was just like, "Hey, what's the weight?"
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And they weren't even going to say anything because he lost weight. They're just depressed that he lost weight.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of ruining, I think, Mike's time that Napier.
How many more songs has he made this past week?
Right.
You know? And he just wants to play this.
On
and he's probably
songs.
Just like, "Shit, Napier lost 1 pound.
This motherfucker keeps losing half a pound."
Yeah.
You know?
And technically, it's a loss, so I can't play it, you know? But that's like water weight. Like, he could have just drank like 2 cups of water and been over.
It would be great to know that, like, Napier went in on the first time and just had like 10 pounds of weights
in his
shoes. He's probably wearing cargo. I imagine Napier's wearing cargo shorts. Like, I don't know what he wears on a day to day basis. I know Mike wears terrible Target shirts. But I know that.
See, I would just wear those things that the ankle weights and the wrist weights, and I just wear something long to cover them.
Yeah, I think he's got like weights hidden, and then each time he's like, "Oh, I could take. Oh, I've gained like 3 pounds. Let me take 4 pounds of weights off, you know, and just that way he can kind of go in without the humiliation."
I wrote my notes last week. I think he kind of liked the songs, so he was okay with gaining weight just so that he could hear them. He was laughing during them,
of course.
I don't think they were.
You don't think it was a sad laugh?
No, I think it was like, I think he enjoyed it. Like, he enjoyed the songs itself. Yeah. Like, maybe he was doing it for the attention. I don't know.
All right. Well, is there anything else you wanted to recap here this evening?
I think we caught everything, didn't we?
I mean, we're already half hour. I don't think we should go to break.
Oh, the stuff
back.
With Prince. Mike was upset that nobody seemed to know where, what was it?
Paisley Park?
I never heard of this.
Never heard of it.
I don't know where Prince lives. I don't know. There's a house.
I'll
apparently.
Be honest with you. I don't really care for Prince.
Yeah, I don't
really
either.
I never
cared for Prince.
I think it's like one of the cool guy things to do is to like Prince.
Is it?
I don't think people really like Prince. I think when you dive into it, there's 3 songs that they like. They love Purple Rain because they can just go Purple Rain. Purple Rain.
It's probably like 1 of 3 songs they know.
And then there's I'm telling you, there's like 2 other 1999, songs.
1999, right?
Right.
And then there's
a Batman song. And they're just happy that he was on Batman. I think Prince became popular when Chappelle did that bit with Prince. And after that, like, everybody's like, "Oh man, I've always been a hit." Cause
just like him cause he's weird,
people
right?
People say, "Oh, well, you know, great thing. Like, I love Prince. Prince is such a great artist. He's so creative and he plays guitar really well." They'll always tell you that he plays guitar really
well.
He plays guitar. He plays guitar. Yes.
Okay.
He plays it fine.
Probably also plays the piano.
He plays it all right. He's a good musician. I'm just saying, I don't think people.
I mean, I know he's like a weird guy too. Like he will literally like, I don't know. Like he used to play concerts like for a small room. He would just play it in the dark. Like, so you couldn't see him.
He's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
He was a fucking weirdo.
So is that like the thing with Paisley Park? Like he just had to like, you want a tour of his house just to see how weird he lived?
Yeah, you want to tour his house and they turn all the lights off because he's still being fucking weird. Even
I mean,
in death.
Yeah, I was going to say he's dead. Who's
even
really giving,
death,
who's giving tours of that house?
He's got a contract. He's like, "Listen, when I die, you guys sell tours to my house, but just turn all the lights off, okay?" People can only see it through night vision. That's it. So it's all green. Everything's just green. Weird. All right. Well, anything else you wanted to?
No. No big critiques from for this week?
None?
No, other than the spooky month, I feel, is letting me down. The spooky destinations, rather.
I mean, I do remember, I did write down a couple comments. You didn't like the fact that, or I guess you didn't say you disliked it, but you questioned Mike's pitch voice for the Hollywood
Yeah,
fantasy.
That I just didn't get. Why do it in a different voice?
So you just don't get a lot of things in the wheelbarrow.
Well, I mean, we always made fun of the pitch heads. Like, it just seems weird to, like, do it in a different voice. Just what's wrong with your lovely regular voice, Mike? Like, why pitch it?
You don't like
why
it.
Change the pitch?
You don't like him pitching it.
No. Just do it in your regular
voice.
He's
a shift head.
He's a shift head, yeah. Nobody likes pitch shifts.
Yeah. I mean, all around, I enjoyed it. Again, we're kind of pushing through here on Spooky Month, and
yeah,
we'll see what happens next week.
He didn't like my critique of the genders from last week.
Well, yeah, it just seems like you're.
I mean, that was just
a lot of critiques. For
there's
the show.
Not a lot of critiques. My only critique this week was the spooky thing.
There was another critique, I thought.
What? Just the spooky thing?
I thought there was one other critique.
No, I don't have any critiques. I enjoyed the show.
Joe questions.
Wait, are you writing down my questions?
Yeah. I got to know what you say.
We don't really talk that much during the show. I think we talked more in the chat than we did in person.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we got to take notes. We got to put more work into this than we are the Lotus cast.
Obviously.
All right, so guys, make sure you check out.
I have a lot
out.
More notes than I would for the Lotus cast.
That?
I did, because you connected your computer. You got to mute your chat sounds. This is a rookie mistake.
Guys, make sure you check out Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks live every Monday night on strangelabel.com and all of the other fun shows there. Lots of good stuff. Strangelabel.com. Check the schedule. There's plenty of shows there that I think will, you know, tickle your fancy.
Do we seriously? It's 36 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I looked at the time. I was like, we needed to do this in less time. But
we're really earning our Patreon money now.
We need some of that Patreon. Need some of those Patreon bucks. All right, well, yeah, so there it is, dicking around with Maddie Katz and Jolly Joe Steinberg.
I mean, the text says Chatty Maddie and Joe Scatty.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. Because I don't remember your awful name.
There was also Sloppy Joe.
I was okay with Sloppy Joe.
I like Sloppy Joe,
but you didn't. Well, I forgot what the first one was.
Chatty Maddie and Sloppy Joe?
Yeah, that was fine.
Yeah.
Maybe but you didn't seem to like that one.
I mean, we got to, this week we said we were dicking around, too.
We've changed the name several times. Even, and Mike said last week it was WFED Recap, and then it was Talking Dicks.
Yeah.
And this week it's several names, so I'm sure we can't settle on a name. It'll just be a different name every week.
Dilly-dallying around.
Yeah. Every week it'll be a different name.
Yeah.
People won't know what to search for.
They like Chatty Maddie in the chat.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, Mike does.
Yeah, see? Chatty Maddie. That's a good one.
And Diarrhea Joe.
No, why am I always
Oh, you could be the Diarrhea Kid.
No.
Chatty Maddie and the Diarrhea Kid.
Why is it always you get a plus and then I get the negative?
It's not a negative. You get diarrhea. It's kind of a...
I don't get diarrhea. If you had said, like, you know, Gassy Joe,
yeah.
That would have made more sense. But, like, I don't get diarrhea.
Stoolin' Joe?
Like, everybody stools.
Yeah. So you could be Stoolin' Joe.
Yeah. Why aren't you Stoolin' Matt?
Well, I'm Chatty Maddie. They've called it in the chat room.
I don't think they have.
Wow. Well, Carper likes dicking around.
Well, I mean,
he likes it. Now I don't want to use it anymore.
I know. I actually didn't really care for dicking around.
When somebody likes something, like,
yeah.
It's
dumb.
Yeah. I hate it immediately. I like for them to not like it.
Yeah, of course.
So, Thick Dick Matt, Flaccid Joe Pine.
I think everybody would hate that one.
I think Flaccid Joe Pine is a great name.
Why are you Thick Dick Matt, though? Why aren't you Small Dick Matt?
Because I got a big, thick dick, I think.
In your fantasy?
Yeah. When I sleep at night.
Right.
All right. Well, until the next episode of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Well, I mean, if we chat for 2 more minutes, we'll be 40 minutes.
We got a song to play at the end.
Oh, is it 6 minutes long?
It's 2:41.
Okay.
So, any final words of wisdom here?
I'm looking forward to the next spooky destination.
Me too.
I'll have a better picture of it in my mind.
And on
after
that,
it's
we'll,
done.
We'll see you guys next week.
Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Gaston, looking so down in the dumps. Every guy here'd love to be you, Gaston, even when taking your lumps. There's no man in town as admired as you. You're everyone's favorite guy. Everyone's awed and inspired by you. And it's not very hard to see why.
No one's slick as Gaston. No one's quick as Gaston. No one's next as incredibly thick as Gaston. For there's no man in town half as manly. Perfect, the pure paragon. You can ask any Tom, Dick, or Stanley, and they'll tell you whose team they prefer to be on. No one's big like Gaston, fucking big like Gaston. No one's got a swell cleft in his chin like Gaston.
As a specimen, yes, I'm intimidating.
I'm on a guard at Gaston.
Gaston is the best and the rest is all to rip.
A wrestling match nobody fights like Gaston.
For there's no one as burly and brawny.
As you see, I've got biceps to spare.
Not a bit of him scraggly or scrawny.
That's right. And every last inch of me's covered with hair.
No one hits like Gaston.
In a spitting match, nobody spits like Gaston.
I'm especially good at expectorating. When I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen eggs every morning to help me get large. And now that I'm grown, I eat 5 dozen eggs, so I'm roughly the size of.
Goes tromping around wearing boots like Gaston.
I use antlers in all of my decorations.